Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
As well as the Making Star Wars Podcast Network.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you guys, and welcome to the Steel Wars Live call-in show. I am comedian Steel Saunders, and do you want to know something? I do love Star Wars, and for the next 90 minutes, we will be taking your calls and talking Star Wars, any topic you want to talk about, you know? It's very exciting. If you're a video game person, which, let's be honest, I am not. But I have seen my Twitter feed filled with joy and dismay and joy about E3 and all that's going on there. I read a comic and I liked it. We'll talk about that. That's very exciting, but it's good to be back. I am back in LA. Excuse me for the delay in transmission, but I was moving country and that is hard, particularly when you have been hoarding in the same building for about 12 years. Dusty times. But because I'm in LA, I'm getting a bit homesick for Australia. So this week's co-host is one of my favorite Australian guests. Now, if you don't know this guy, he had the honor, which he totally ruined, of being the work experience kid on Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones. And this week, he even got to show Mendo himself the Mendo t-shirt. Welcome back to the podcast from the Hey Fam podcast. It is Angus Truscott. How you doing, buddy?
Steel, I am real good, and it's good to be back, and more importantly, it's good to be back talking Star Wars. I mean, I want to transport myself to 20 years ago as a kid and tell myself that we are living in an era where there is a call-in show to just field Star Wars questions. Like, that's dream job material. That is, I would love to tell my year advisor or my jobs counts or whatever they're called at school, this is what I want to do when I grow up. And you're doing it. It's insane. It's like, it's very, very, very validating. It's cool.
What an age.
Yeah. And you just moved. Look, I've done a bit of the same thing and I've been literally posting on several Facebook groups. Like, what do you do with years of accumulation of Star Wars merch? Like, especially, I can't imagine, and it's been hard enough for me who's still living in the same city moving. How are you doing? I just don't know how you do it with intercontinental. Like, are there things you take with you always, or are there things that you go, I'll leave that at this house, at my parents or something. These are the guys that come with me always. It's just, I know that you like to display your Star Wars, pride, as do I. I know, you know, I have several Star Wars shenanigans throughout my house. I just wonder how you did it. Like, that must have been pretty hard.
It was brutal. I'd never even imagined, it was always a goal just to buy the apartment so I'd never have to move out. And
just like that, keep it as a museum of steel Star Wars shenanigans.
Well, you have to go up so many stairs to get there. It's a beautiful old apartment, but many, many stairs. But what I did, all my, my big pieces, you know, my vintage Star, my vintage Millennium Falcon, the shuttle, the AT-AT, they are in storage.
Okay.
At a family-owned storage facility.
Oh, really? Like owned garage. By your family? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good. Do you get proof of life photos every month? Like one of your parents holds the newspaper with a photo of them just to let you know everything's okay?
I think I just get a passive aggressive comment about when I'm coming to get the toys.
Yeah, that I'm will familiar let me know with that.
They're still there. Yeah. And then I wrapped, me and my friend Kate wrapped all the toys I was taking over. Like all the figures, they just got put in like, you know, bags. Like I was dealing, you know, vintage plastic. You know, yeah, you want a hit of this vintage plastic, Angus? It's the good stuff, buddy.
It's the good. It's the stuff that could, you know, if the flame was within 10 meters, you'd all be killed because of how flammable and toxic that plastic is, right?
Mate, I've got some 83 uncut right here.
And that's rare. That's some good shit.
and then, but for the bigger things, say like your vintage Jabba the Hutt or sail barge skiff, we had all this Christmas paper, so we wrapped it all up in Christmas paper to sort of protect it in the suitcase. And so when I got here, I had like the best mid-year Christmas ever. I was like, vintage Jabba, just what I always wanted.
How did you know?
Yeah, Luke's land speeder, just what I always owned. Thank you, me.
I'm glad no one from customs wanted the same thing for Christmas, because that would have been awkward.
I was a bit concerned about that, and I did take, because the sort of the centerpiece, the pride of my collection, is my complete set of Kenner action figures.
I've several appearances on social media. I'm very well aware of the, and not only the collection, but the cabinet that you'd had made with all the custom kind of Star Wars wallpaper and stuff. Like that itself was a work of art.
That was hard to leave. But I have got these very nice mid-century modern cabinets now, Angus. It's a lovely cherry oak color. And the cool thing was we bought it from this second-hand place. Lewis Sr. hooked me up, paid cash.
Thanks,
for
Lewis.
Discount. And they've got little lights at the top. And I just got some new globes last night and whacked the globes in. Whew. Banging.
This is so funny. Last night I was chatting to my girlfriend. We've cleaned out this place and we're moving in all of our new stuff. And I've got this glass cabinet that I've got coming. And I was like, and you know the best part? There's little lights on top. So at nighttime or when we have guests over, I'll like, you know, welcome them into the room and then say, like, behold, and boom, there comes the collection of SH figure, Star Wars figures. And that will tell me how good I am. And I know that's how that's going to play out.
Yeah, I have been wondering, what are the lights on, lights off, you know? When is it lights on?
Yeah, is it like a magnifying glass effect? Like, will they set fire to the, like, very, I don't know, malleable plastics? I mean, it's a concern, but this is so funny. This sounds like a architecture or antiques roadshow podcast as opposed to Star Wars one, chatting about cabinets and vintage figures. It's great.
Hey, nerds are nerds, man. Nerds are nerds. While we're warming up, if you would like to call in and talk Star Wars, the number is 646-668-8360. If you are streaming live, you can always see that number on the screen ahead of you. If you are Skyping in, add a +1 or set it to America to call in. But speaking of SH Figure Arts, Angus, now, these are the Black Series equivalent in Japan, which absolutely smoke the Black Series. It's just the Japanese workmanship is... I just purr as I open each box. So I've had all these figures. I've got about maybe like 12. And I've had them boxed up because they've been in America and I've had nowhere to put them. But now I've got this cabinet. I've slowly been opening them in Angus. Last night, I cracked open. Buddy, I feel bad talking to you about this.
I love it. I think I know what you're about to say as well. I think I know.
Oh, my God. Speeder bike with Scout Trooper.
Oh, how is it? Just molto bene?
It's got a removable, you know, at the back, you know, the old Hasbro ones or Kenner, how to explode it, there's that little like backpack, little sleeping bag.
Yes. On the back of the bike, like behind the trooper. Yeah.
Yeah. For some reason on this, it's removable.
Oh, they know that you've always wondered for years. Those Kenny, they knew that everyone asked what's under that. And that's the craftsmanship. That's just insane.
It's so good. And I have to say, getting the I was more focused on the bike. You know, that's the exciting bit. But Speeder Biker, he is hands down the coolest trooper. You can take your Shore Troopers and your Death Troopers. You know, much respect to Mendo, and we'll get to him shortly. But Biker Scout, the man, the man.
I agree. Look, I think what with the original trilogy, we obviously saw regular troopers. You had just your Snow Troopers and your Scout Troopers. I do think Scout, besides, you know, the original is the classic. That's some Cola Coca shit. Coca-Cola stuff. That's, I guess, everything is based upon variations of a theme, being the Stormtrooper helmet. But the Scout Trooper, I think, you know, it was 1983. The world was a different place to 1980. And I think that design just spoke volumes of what was on trend then. Plus, I kind of like the, they were the first ones to kind of lose the, with the full legs. It was kind of almost like a bit of a short situation, wasn't it? It was like R&R version of a Stormtrooper hanging out on Endor.
Yeah, I always thought that the normal Stormtroopers must be jealous of them because they've got like a more, you know, free.
Yeah, that's what I always thought. It's like Club Med almost. Oh no, Scarif would be Club Med, hands down. But this is like some Club Med, hanging out on a moon, little Ewoks everywhere. Like it's like where you get rotated, I think, before you end up getting your, you know, you get to go home after serving the Empire for a while. But I like the freeness of that outfit. Yeah, the helmet's dope too. I mean, that visor situation, it's just great.
And then let's not forget the sweet laser pistol with the eyesight, which if you're an older fan, you would remember that the Kenner speeder bike pistol, not only did it make noise, but it had an eyesight that had a red bit of plastic making everything you looked at infrared.
What, on the mini figure?
No.
Or like the life-size one, yeah.
Yeah. Like the, you know, the role-playing one, they call them now. And then in where he keeps it, down on his ankle.
Gangster. Love it. That's so gangster. Did you also have the Death Star throne, the Emperor's throne room on the Death Star? Like playset. Was that another item you were looking at?
The figure arts?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have, but that has not been unboxed as yet.
I thought you were going to get to that one. I was like, ooh, but that looks like a work of art. That's some emotional scenery right there.
I cannot wait. So at the moment, the cabinet is in shambles. It's just more of a storage cabinet. You know, I've got I've got a couple of plush Ewoks, and then next along the cabinet is the new itty bitty Luke Skywalker X-wing pilot in cardboard X-wing, which is
I saw that on Instagram, on your Instagram, I think.
Yeah, that is sick. And then next to that, in a total different level of likeness, you've got an SH Figure Arts Luke Jedi figure. Next to that is my wedding topper, which is Han and Leia and R2-D2. There's no continuity of what's going
on here.
There
is. It's the life of steel. The continuity is you. You are the glue that binds that narrative, you know?
Yeah, but over the
it's like
over
a
the
personal
week,
curation.
Over the coming weeks, you'll see some true curation, and I don't want to brag, but the gram is going to be lit, buddy. It's going to be
lit. I'm excited. Design geeks.
If I was you, I would get some waterproof protection for your mobile device of choice, because there's going to be a lot of drooling on that phone, buddy. A lot of drool.
I am in such a similar situation. I'm mere meters away from a shelving unit that it is housing boxed SH figure arts at the moment, just because I haven't got my glass cabinet with this proper display, you know. And it's just like, again, I've got right next to those a Tsum Tsum collection. I think I bought about 20 when I was at Disneyland at the Star Tours gift store last year, and there is no glue again, but I'm looking forward to laying these guys out and just laying back staring at my lit up glass cabinet going, look how far I've come.
Now, we've got so much to talk about. We haven't done a show for a couple of weeks because of the move. And I've got a bunch of notes, and you've got a very exciting encounter with Ben Mendelsohn that we will get to. And I would like to welcome our listeners from all around the world on this very odd time. We don't normally do Sundays in LA Mondays, but you couldn't do it yesterday, and then you very excitedly told me that today is a public holiday in Australia.
It is.
And judging from what I can see in West Hollywood, is it the National Gay Pride Holiday? Because Gay Pride March is absolutely killing it in West Hollywood. I've seen shorts so short that I feel extra long. You know what I'm saying?
I've seen a lot of Babadooks popping up on the gram, the newfound symbol of LGBTQI pride, and I think that's very exciting.
Now, Jackie was just explaining that to me. It was a movie that accidentally got put into the LGBT...
Netflix. They accidentally classified it as a it's a low budget Australian horror film. It's a big cult movie. It's low budget, but one of those great horror movies where it uses the low budget to not, you know, to imply scary shit. And just some intern at Netflix accidentally put it down as LGBTQIA friendly film. So the Babadook, this horrifying figure, is now a symbol for Pride Month, which I think is amazing.
That is inclusiveness. There is no end to inclusiveness.
No. Who knew the B stood for Babadook? I'm glad we know.
But actually, on the way over, and when I was packing up the house, I had time to catch up on audiobooks. And I managed to wrap up The Empire's End, the third book in the Aftermath series by Chuck Windegg. Mm-hmm. And Have you caught that one?
Not the third one, no. But I do. Because I know I'm not going to be able to get to these things right away. I do read summaries online. So if you're going to, you're welcome to touch on things that I'm not aware of yet.
Well, I won't. You know, I'm not going to blow out the end of the book for you, Angus. But it does have just on as part of Gay Pride. I had a bit of Gay Pride reading the book because there is a very touching moment between two men towards the end of this book that I may have gotten a little bit choked up at. It was really sweet. And but both because, like, it was a really nice moment in the book, and also for, like, what it means. That
look how far we've come in Star Wars, you know? Yeah. Mm.
So what I'm going to do, I've got someone that is on the line from Australia on their number. So I'm going to hit them up first. Before I do that, though, I would just like to plug that the last Sunday of June, which is 25th at Meltdown Comics, we'll be doing a live podcast, which is very exciting, at 4 p.m. in the Nerd Melt, or the Nerdist showroom out the back of one of the greatest comic book stores in the world, which happens to be about 5 minutes walk down the street from my house. So if you are in the LA or Southern Californian region, man, I need you to come to make this first one a success so we can have more. Don't be one of those people that says, I'll go to one of the next ones. We need to pack this one out to ensure we can get a spot there permanently, because it's very competitive with all the people on the fringes of show business in LA, Angus. And I just want to...
I think you took me there, didn't you? When we were chilling in LA before my flight home. Yeah, I know the place. Yeah, yeah. And you did some great viral marketing, I must say, adorning several street signs nearby with Have You Seen Him and Your Snoke Theory Sucks stickers.
Well, you know, I can't stop that now, because Ryan Johnson, he shot a photo of one of them in LA. He told me that he shot the photo. So now I'm just...
It was you.
I'm out there. I'm sticking them everywhere.
Yeah, great, great comic shop. I would, seriously, if I had the money, the time, and didn't have to fill out a cabinet full of Star Wars figurines, I would be there in a heartbeat.
Thanks, man. And I have to give a shout out to Reed Parker, who is my Photoshop extraordinaire, because they have these giant window wraps. They've got these giant windows. It's on Sunset. So it's a high traffic area. So the front of the store is like a billboard. So I thought it would be funny for him to Photoshop it so it looks like the billboard's made up for the podcast. And I felt a bit guilty today.
Fuck, I thought that was real.
Many people thought it was real.
I thought that was real. He did such a good job. I was like, shit. Got budget for this show. That's great. The Patreon's pumping. That's amazing. Oh, you shouldn't have said anything.
I couldn't. Yeah, I just felt bad because a lot of people are like,
it's
that's so rad, man. Yeah. So that's 4 p.m.
Well, I fell for it.
4 p.m. on the 25th, and there will be a guest announcement shortly after I get some replies from people. But about let's go find what our friends in Australia up to. Australian mobile phone, who are you and where are you calling from?
Matthew from Sydney. G'day.
Hey, Matthew. What's going on, my man?
Just going for a walk on this long weekend public holiday. Thanks to the Queen and her birthday.
Ah, yeah, it's Queen's birthday, yeah. And for everyone around the world, we've got a queen, and she has a birthday, and we have the day off on it. But because we're just mere peasants, we don't get to actually have the day off on her birthday. It's not even near her birthday, is it?
No, I think it's later on. But it used to be Firecracker Night.
Yeah,
we used to be able to light up fireworks.
Firecracker Night.
Yes. But, you can still buy a few firecrackers on the black market if you want and do it down your backyard, just quietly.
Hey,
it's what Queenie would have wanted.
That's right.
I can see why it's not a thing anymore. As a 9-year-old, I accidentally set my mother's hair on a light during cracker night with some probably parentally unguided advice and set off the spin wheel a little too close. And I don't know, I have kind of very curly hair, got it from my mother, very similar hair, and that was up in flames. It was almost a Michael Jackson Pepsi addict kind of situation, but luckily she still has her curls and, doesn't hate firecrackers.
Just hates you.
Hates me. Hates the look I get in my eyes when I'm near an open flame. Who can blame her?
And what's on your mind, Matthew?
Oh, look, I've just been thinking all things Mendo, as you do. I'll let Angus tell his story, but I've just been thinking. One of my predictions was to see Mendo make an appearance in the Han Solo movie. That's kind of more of a dream than anything. But I was just thinking, Australian actors in Star Wars, comparing it to, say, we've got two good actors. We've got Ben Mendelsohn and we've got Jack Thompson, but their performances were just, complete ends of the spectrum. Like, Jack Thompson's performance was kind of, I don't know, maybe it was just a bit laughable to Australians, but I was just thinking, if you had to pick an Australian actor, a really good one, to appear in a Star Wars movie, who would you pick? I know who I'd pick, but I want your thoughts on that.
What's your pick, Matt?
Well, I was thinking back to the year my voice broke, so an old, very old Australian movie, and I'm thinking Noah Taylor, because he often gets mistaken for Mendo, and I don't know if you've seen that movie where Noah Taylor plays a young Hitler. He just absolutely smashed it. He plays, Max, I think it's called. I'd love to see Noah Taylor in Star Wars. So
on the Mendelsohn lookalike factor, younger Krennic. Krennic's
exactly.
Younger brother, hiding in the shadows, overshadowed
absolutely.
Overshadowed by his big brother. Maybe he's part of the rebellion.
I don't know if you want to go into that younger Krennic thing, because if you took notice of Rogue One, younger Krennic looked older than older Krennic. Very confusing.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
I mean,
he had, dark hair.
Younger brother of director Krennic.
Oh, right. Younger brother. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Yep. No,
I don't know. Noah Taylor
like
could almost... He looks like he could almost get the Damo from Home and Away Death Sticks antennas treatment.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. He could be... Yeah, that's
addicted
crazy.
To Death Sticks, you mean?
Yeah. Or I guess for everyone else around the world, they know him as Mouse from The Matrix. But to me, he'll always be Damo from Home and Away.
Totally. Shane's best mate. R.I.P. Angel.
who would your pick be?
Steel, who have you got?
Ooh, I am blanking at the moment. Wait there. I've actually forgotten her name. Oh, she's in the Avengers and stuff. No, she's in X-Men. And she was in
Rose Byrne.
She's already in it.
We worked. Yeah, she was on episode two, buddy.
Were you about to say we worked together?
Well, I actually knew her before Star Wars. She was like a friend of a family friend. We'd had some family like big lunches together, like huge tables. So we kind of already knew each other through that. But yeah, she's in episode two. But hey, you can have her back. Everyone's got twins in this galaxy. It's fine.
Okay, nice. But yeah, so Angus did everyone did your work experience on episode two. And if you are a Patreon member, I think it's episode 16, and you need to go listen because it's like Bart Simpson let loose on a Star Wars film. Things go wrong. Matthew, how far into the bush are you? It's like you've got your sound effects machine going with birds and
it sounds like Endor.
I actually just saw a wallaby.
Oh wow!
I'm not kidding. No, I live up at Hornsby.
Okay,
so
cool.
Literally, my backyard is like bush trails, mountain bike trails, all that sort of stuff.
Beautiful.
And I haven't seen. Yeah, it does actually sound like Endor.
Yeah, seriously, it does. Sounds like you're getting some bed tracks for Endor for your fan-made film or something.
It actually sounds like you're on Endor or in Adelaide.
Yeah, it's pretty
Look,
cool.
I can't believe you guys didn't overlook this one. I'm putting it out there, Russell Crowe. I'm claiming him as Australian, and then Russell Crowe.
No way.
I could see him as a seasoned general in some form of a rebellion resistance situation or some kind of disgraced former empire fat cat.
He was at the IMAX preview for The Force Awakens.
That's right. I remember you saying that.
When showed the 8 or 9 minutes, he was there to, I don't know, to say, hey, Harrison, I'm a movie star too, buddy. So
that's great.
Here I am. But his kids are big Star Wars fans, so that's why I guess he was there.
Look, it's not out of the realm of possibility. I can see it happening.
Yeah, that'd be a bit much for me to bear, I'd have to say.
It'd be too close to like your Jack Thompson style. I wouldn't buy it.
Yeah, that's crazy. Matthew, very provocative question for the Australians out there. And ring back if you get bitten by a snake, and we'll send help, buddy.
No problem. Cheers. Thanks for the chat.
See you, Matt.
My pleasure.
Take it easy.
So, Angus, there is a new Darth Vader comic book series produced by Marvel Entertainment Corporation. And I picked the first copy yesterday at Nerdmelt, supporting the establishment. And it was good. I'm very critical of the comics at times when they don't sit with my view of Star Wars. But this one takes off directly after Revenge of the Sith, and I'm excited. I think we could be in for a good
series. You're into it. So this is the Charles Soule kind of they've finished what they did 25 issues of the first kind of series, which was set between A New Hope and Empire. Now this is the second kind of number one, isn't it? They're starting again at a different era.
Yeah, which I don't know. I don't know if this is a common thing. I'm not a comic book person, but...
It's annoying. That's what it is. I think comics do it a lot. There's so many times they will say, hey, we're starting from one again. And then what they'll do years later, they'll say, we're resuming original numbering. So now this is actually number 48. And I just don't know how people keep up.
Well, it'd make it so hard to, like, if you're trying to find copies on eBay.
Mm. I think it's a marketing thing. I think there's nothing like, you know, we've seen enough films and TV shows to know how rare a number one is and how they're sought after. I honestly think it's a marketing thing, so people can just come in, get number one, and be like, I'm here, I'm hooked from the start. I think entering a series, you know, with a issue 219, it's a little daunting maybe for a first timer. So I reckon that's what it is. It's like a little soft refresh every year or so to hook those curious folk who might have been a little scared.
I don't have any problem with them going to number one, but just call it something else.
Darth Vader, the Revenge of the Sith years, or something like that. You know, year one.
Or just call it Vader, or just you know, just something that, or just Darth Vader, Jedi Purge, or something like that. Just something that it's not exactly the same.
Yeah, it is weird. I don't get why they've kept the title. I would honestly love it if it was called Darth Vader Year One. Like, you know, Batman Year One is the milestone comic book, which kind of is a huge, huge basis of the modern Batman we know, and basically the Chris Nolan films. Year One, that's great. It's his first year. This is like baby steps of Vader. I just don't know why they didn't go with that. It would have been a baller title.
My one criticism for the comic is it's a very dark and...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You know, there's a lot of Sheev. He's up there spinning his dark web, toying with some emotions, you know, blaming Anakin for the death of Padme and the like. And it ends, and I'm like, man, that's good. But there's all these other pages. And then they've done this twice. I think they did it in the other Vader comic. I think they did the exact thing. And then it goes into, like, a comical Darth Vader comic. Like,
weird.
A total different artist and art style. But it's like you've just seen this, you know, brooding, conflicted, charcoal, stinky as all hell Anakin Skywalker all up in this quilted leather. And then it goes off into this wacky sort of little sketch with Darth Vader and a mouse droid. It's tonally just, I think they do it to pop the pages for the number one, but
sure.
Just give us more Darth Vader. Don't give us, you know, this comical version.
It's like a Sith palate cleanser.
Ugh, I don't want my palate cleansed. You know,
what did you like about it? I haven't read it. It's sitting here. I've been delayed in my Marvel comics reading, the Star Wars ones. I've got a bit of a backlog. What did you like about it? Because I do know there is some hindrance with you in the comics. You've mentioned it on Steel Wars. You've mentioned it on Serious Issues. You got, you know, there are some great ones, I think, and there are some not so great ones. What did you like? Because I know that you have a particular view, as you said, of certain characters, certain events. How did this comic fit in to your view, but also entertain you?
Oh, what a compelling question. It extended the story and like the moods and the characters without trying to rewrite it.
Yeah, sure.
And also the thing I don't like about the comics is when they don't respect the events of the movies.
Like Luke meeting Vader before Empire, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I agree. I think that's done.
So I sort of I don't like it when try to twist things that happened, or they lessen the importance of those events.
It would be too easy. I don't get why a comic writer would like it.
Luke versus Vader in the trench, and they never meet again until Bespin. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like that would be perfect.
So there was too much of that stuff.
It seems too easy and like cheating almost. Like, I don't get why a writer would be interested in pairing them. Like, we've seen it twice on the screen. Like, I'd rather do Like, if I was a writer, I'd want to do something else. Like, you're not going to top the Empire meeting. Like, don't try it, especially in the realm of a comic. Like, you haven't got the music, you haven't got certain things which make it as important as the Empire meeting. It just seems too easy. Like, have him meet someone else. It's like, look, it's pretty boring.
Yeah, and then they had this one with Luke and Boba Fett, and Luke was blinded, Boba Fett.
In Ben's heart.
Are you serious?
So I did like the outcome of that scene, which is one of my favorite scenes in any of the Marvel Disney canon, where Fett tells Vader the surname and he proceeds to crush a bunch of the Star Destroyer bridge out of anger with the flashbacks to him. That's great. I love that.
Oh, that's the thing. Like, they have other bits that are just so imaginative and they add to the story. It's just like more of that. It should just be rules where these characters can't intertwine. Because
it seems so odd. You'd think the story group would be like, don't have Luke meet Vader. Like, just that's a no-go. Having meet someone, it just seems so odd. Such a weird... And it's in, like, the first issue of Star Wars issue one, I think. It's so early on in the run. It's just bizarre.
All right, let's go to another call. And we will go down to San Diego for our casino correspondent, Brittany. How are you doing, Brittany?
Hey, what's up? How are you?
I am well. Is it true that you're making the drive up to LA for the live show in a couple of weeks, buddy?
I can confirm it.
Oh, coming face to face with the casino queen herself. I'm thrilled. I cannot wait. There's a bit of travelers. Dom from SF, he's going to be flying down, which is it's very flattering that people are coming from all around. And we're going to organize, I'll find a spot just nearby that we can all go to afterwards and be social. So that'll be very fun. But what's news from the casino? Have we had any murders lately or anything like that?
Well, there was a flood the other day.
A casino had a flood.
Yeah, I guess so. We're doing a lot of construction right now, so I guess they like opened one of the doors and just a bunch of water just flooded inside. I wasn't there, so I don't know exactly what happened, but all I know is that there was a flood, and I'm not surprised.
Wow. Is your casino on the Titanic?
Not yet.
Are you hoping someone will paint you like your French girls?
Wait,
Angus?
Oh, Brittany, what do you do at the casino? I keep hearing the word thrown around in media. Is it your casino? Are you a trillionaire?
No, I'm just a dispatcher for the slot machines there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so I'm just like the middleman. Like, people call me to either if they want to like have one of my techs fix the machines, or people call me because a lot of people don't like leaving their chairs to go to the bathroom, so they just go to the bathroom while they're playing games because.
Well, that might explain the flood.
They think they're winning.
Wow, is that in Vegas?
No, it's in San Diego.
Sure. Sorry, yeah, still said. Wow. Do you have any Star Wars-themed machines?
We do not, actually, unfortunately, I wish.
Are there any? Is that something that Disney, like, no, let's not enter that arena, maybe? I don't know.
I'm not sure what the status is now that they're owned by Disney, but there used to be Star Wars slot machines in Vegas, which, to be honest, I found very disappointing.
The sense that it was encouraging people to gamble with Star Wars characters, or it was just a shit slot?
No, the gambling. It's just like, you know, I feel like you've merchandised the films pretty well. Maybe just leave that. I don't know. I just have a gambling is... I'm fine with people gambling and stuff, but I don't like the marketing of it. So,
Brittany, how do you feel about the rumors of a casino city in The Last Jedi? Is that something close to home that's got you excited?
Kind of. Like, it's kind of one of those things that it's interesting, but it's like, oh, cool, a casino planet. And I've been working at a casino since I was 16, so it's like, okay, cool.
That'd be like for you, Angus, if they had a radio station social media planet.
That's what I'm hoping the episode 9 rights are going to be really exploring now. They've been freed up with a bit of time, perhaps. I don't know, maybe raise a good tweeter or something.
Now, Brittany, what's on your mind in the world of Star Wars?
My mind is about Angus. Angus, why did you meet Mando?
Sure.
What's the story?
Well, as Steele just said then, I work at a radio station in Australia, and it's a big national radio station. It's quite well known. It's called Triple J, and, you know, we have a lot of guests all the time. It's mainly a music station. We play a lot of alternative, I guess you'd call it, music, real champions of Australian music too, but we do have a lot of big-name guests that come through. The Sydney Film Festival's on at the moment, which happens every year, and we get a bunch of, you know, films entered from around the world. It's super cool because it's winter here, and I love going to the movies in the winter. I usually buy a pass of like 10 or 15 tickets, and you can kind of just go to any movie you want that's playing during that time. It's super great. And he's got a film out at the moment called Una, which I think is premiering at the festival. It's pretty dark. He plays a pedophile who's freed from prison, and he's former victim who survived tracks him down, who is played by Rooney Mara. So it's quite a dark film, but we had him in to talk about not that film, but just more. We found out that Mendo was in town, and we're like, oh, got to get Mendo in. Like, got to get Mendo. Like, the movie, we won't talk about the movie too much, though I think obligatorily you have to, but it was more just Mendo. And we actually, the guys who did the show, they had him do this great thing. They were kind of getting at the fact that Mendo's just got a voice which is so great to listen to, but it's so sinister as well. And so they had him read
I thought the word you were going to use was erotic, but anyway, keep going.
Well, look, I don't think sinister and eroticism are too far, you know, they can be in the same category for sure. And they had him read, they played this eerie track in the background, kind of this kind of horror, not horror, but more just eerie, like a bit of a, think of like The Dirty Three or like Warren Ellis or something, just this spooky sound. And he read the lyrics to The Lion King's I Just Can't Wait to Be King, to prove that he could like make even the most joyous of Disney songs sound completely dark and sinister. So he did that, and it was hilarious. And he like,
oh my god, proved. That was you. I was literally watching that like right before Steele got me on the line. So that was you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's my work. That's not me in the video. No. That's people with much more important jobs than me. But yeah, that was their idea. It was great. But then afterwards, because I knew we were filming it, and I knew he was coming in for a few weeks, so I kept asking their producer. I'm like, I've got a great photo planned. Can you please let me know when Mendo is confirmed? A lot of people at work actually, Steele's actually been on the station a bunch. He knows the host, like he knows a bunch of them. And they're like, oh, you're going to wear the Steele's Mendo shirt? I'm like, absolutely. And kept asking. It was like, I knew weeks in advance and I kept checking. And they're like, wow, they must have thought I was trying to, I don't know, I would have called extra security if someone kept asking as much as I did. I found it kind of insane. Finally confirmed, knew he was coming, wore the shirt that day. And so because we were filming it, I sort of told our video guy, like, look, customarily they always, the hosts, whoever had a guest on, always get a photo with the host to stick on social media and, you know, bragging rights, etc. But I was like, can you get me? And I kind of just was hanging behind the scenes. And he's like, cool. Did the photo with the host. Mendo was done. He was only in for about 10 minutes doing his bit. And then he's like, oh, do you mind if Angus gets a photo? And Ben, ever the gentleman, saying, sure. Now, at this stage, was kind of not, hadn't noticed the shirt. And then I sidled up next to him and said, thanks a lot, Ben. And got this special, you know, shirt out for this very special day. And he looked down and his eyes just like doubled in size. It was like when you see someone take a hard drug in a movie. He was just kind of mesmerized. And he's like, would you look at that? And then he got me to turn around. And I was kind of doing a mini runway show for him. And he had 5 minders with him. So he had like his agent. He That actually, he looks very bronzed. I know a lot of people have commented.
They were all super tall, dressed in black plastic.
Yeah, they were all super tall, and you couldn't understand what they were saying. One of them was his makeup death trooper, because he'd just done a TV bit in the same building earlier. So he was very bronzed, looking very, very suave. And he kind of said, oh, quickly come in. And they all saw the shirt. And he'd actually seen a photo of it earlier. He said, I've seen a photo of this. Sent it to me before. I'd never seen one in the flesh. And then his agent said, where did you get it? And I gave them the website. And they said, oh, we're going to buy a bunch. Like, we should all wear them as part of a uniform or something like that.
Oh, my God.
So
yes.
They're all like middle-aged women and they were all frothing over it. They all took a photo. I just be hit. He's like, oh, I'll get a photo of it. So they took a front and back photo. So they were loving it. Mendo loved it. And it would look, the exchange in full was only about 2 to 3 minutes, if that, between me and him. But you could tell that he was very, very excited and they were loving it. So look, Phil, if you get 5 orders of a particular shirt soon, just, you know, know where they came from.
Thank you. Thank you, Angus. And it's a good time to plug steelwars.com for all your Mendo garment needs. The Mendo t-shirt is in stock. Shipping daily.
He loved it. Also, what was funny, he's come to the station a few times and we have a bit of a waiting room area for people who are about to jump on air. We have a original restored Terminator 2 pinball machine.
One of the greatest pinballs of all time, mind you.
Oh, the classic. And he, as soon as he came in, whoever grabbed him was one of the producers. Normally it's customarily, oh, you know, would you like a glass of water? Sit down here. Mendo showed up about 20 minutes earlier because he'd finished that TV bit. And the first thing he said before even answering, you know, whether you'd like some water or something, he said, where's the pinball? I remember it. Take me to the pinball machine. And he kind of just charged through. And left his little crew, his entourage behind, and just played the pinball by himself for about 15 minutes. So I was sitting about 5 meters away. I could just hear Mendo getting some multi-balls and just, you know, having a real good time on T2. I was like, this is crazy. This is very cool.
What a man.
I think a few of our listeners cannot handle hearing Mendo and multi-ball in the same sentence. That might be some wiping
of the
brow.
Do what you will, fanfic. But it's good. It was really good.
But he should have walked in. He should have walked in and gone, there's a pinball here. Find it.
It's just so good. He's got a voice. It's so iconic. So, like, he could say anything. He could be reading you, you know, a train timetable. And he's going to sound great.
Well, there's only a matter of time before you hear him saying, I had a great time on the podcast, Steel. I'll come back anytime.
Look, it's on the radar. He's taken a photo of the shirt. He's got the back too, where it's got Steel Wars. So, you know, every encounter is a little bit closer to that dream.
And we are pretty much neighbors now in LA. So things are in the works. He did actually write me a lovely congratulatory wedding letter, which was very sweet of him through a mutual friend. So...
That's amazing.
That's beautiful.
So that was very nice. We read it out. I didn't even know we had it, but someone gave it to me at the end of our Force Awakens reactions podcast. So it was before he'd started filming Rogue One, but he knew he was in it. So very exciting. Very exciting. So there you go, Brittany. There is the Mendo story.
That is a very great story. 10 out of 10.
I hope it didn't disappoint. The type of place I work at, like, we get a lot of people like that coming in every other day, and you just kind of become immune to it as well after you've been there for a while. You're like, oh, there's Dave Grohl. Oh, there's that. Like, you're just kind of doing your job and moving on. But for the first time in years, I freaked out. I was like, oh, my God, man. Like, it was great. It was, you know, Star Wars is a very special place in all of our hearts. So it was good to feel that again, just kind of be very nervous and scared knowing that Mendo is a couple meters away from you. It was very cool.
That's awesome. I love it.
Me too. He was a gentleman.
Oh, I'm glad.
Well, Brittany, thanks for your call, buddy. We've got a few more to get through. I am so looking forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks. up in LA, and until then, or until next week's call-in show.
All right. Well, awesome. I'm so excited. So, yeah, I will be wearing one of your shirts, possibly, and I will rock it.
Nice, nice. There will be a merch stand. Jacqueline is very excited to be back in her position of merch girl. So she's missed her role.
Yeah.
So she'll be back. She'll be back in action. So if I don't talk to you, I'll talk to you online, Brittany. We'll be in communication before then. So I don't want to do that thing where, you know, when you say goodbye to someone, then you walk off in the same direction. That's like the internet version of that. Like, I'm like, I'll see you in 2 weeks, Brittany. It's just like, there's no way I'm not going to be replying to one of Brittany's posts in the safe haven in the next 2 days. So,
thank God. I hope you don't ghost me. Okay.
I'll see you on the internet soon.
All right. See ya.
See you, Brittany. Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you too. Congrats on meeting Mendo.
Hey, we can all do it. You'll do it one day.
The dream.
I think you need a plaque or something, Genghis.
Yes, this is... Met Ben Mendo, 2017, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I'd love that. Immeasurable power.
Well, what we're going to do now, if you're listening live, it changes nothing, but we will close out the iTunes feed of the call-in show. If you're listening live, the show will continue and you can still call in on 646-668-8360, but we're about to go in bonus time. So if you only way you can listen on demand is through our Patreon feed, which for just $3 a month, you get hours and hours of bonus content a month, the full archive of Steel Wars podcasts, and you support the little podcast continuing. So we will do probably another half an hour or 45 minutes or so of bonus time. But before we do that, let's talk Hey Fam. Angus is really funny, very entertaining. I never miss pop culture pod chat. Tell the people all about it and where they can track it down on the World Wide Web.
Sure. So me and my good friend, Levins, we have a weekly podcast where it used to be kind of we'd have guests on and we try to figure out what the podcast was. But over the last 18 months, it's just literally us meeting once a week to chat about what we've done. And it's really, I think that's what people want at the end of the day. And, you know, we have some regulars. Steel is often, you know, in the Hey Fam canon, you're up there, referenced a lot, you know, stayed at the Hey Fam Lodge and a regular contributor. But yeah, we just chat about, you know, anything from how bad the DC movies are this week to why people are still buying Blu-rays and why we are too. And it's just, you know, we're as bad as each other. We impulse buyers. We love chatting about the dumb shit we've bought, the comics we love, the video games we love. And yeah, it's real fun. You can find that on Facebook under Hey Fam Podcast. I've also got another podcast called The Greenlight Boys. I do that with a comedian called Scott Dooley. And we pitch a fake movie once a week. And we took about a year and a half off just because there's only so many shitty movies you can pitch. But we're back. And yeah, you can find that online too at Greenlight Boys on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, etc.
And having covering, we'll sizzle a few things for the bonus time. Have you been following the E3 Star Wars announcements? I know you guys talk a lot of Nintendo on the podcast, but have you been following Battlefront 2?
Indeed, I have. I'm a meter away from my Battlefront 1, which, look, admittedly has a bit of dust on it. And I'm after seeing what I've seen of Battlefront 2, there will not be as much dust on it because I am very excited. I've watched about an hour or so of gameplay footage that's been uploaded.
All right, let's hold it there, buddy. Let's hold it there. That's the sizzle. That's the sizzle.
Sizzle. How's that sizzle?
I could see like 10 minutes of excitement about to blow out of your mouth hole. So I'd have to call it there. Our live call-in show will return to its usual time of Friday nights for America, Saturday morning to midday-ish time in Australia next week. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, make sure you check out the Hey Fam podcast. It is super fun. And as we go off into the bonus section, I say to you, may that force be with you. Alrighty, Angus, we are in bonus time. We have got a listener on Skype standing by. If you are a Skype person on hold, who are you and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hey, is this Jacob?
Yes, it is. What's up?
Yo, Jacob.
Not much, mate. This is Jacob from Sydney, so you and Angus might be just talking to each other from next door. Who knows?
Wow.
But what's on your mind in the world of Star Wars today, buddy?
Well, what I've been thinking about for a few weeks, since there's a few, you know, Star Wars standalone films, I thought there might be, since, you know, Episode 9, the trilogies are kind of getting boring. So maybe we could start just having Star Wars spin-off films.
What did you just say was getting boring?
Not Star Wars is getting boring, more like three episodes in a trilogy. Like, if we just keep bringing new characters in and it keeps going, like, it kind of gets, I don't know, you sort of just...
Jacob, I went 15 years or so without one of these new movies, buddy. This is the most exciting time ever to be alive. Quench it. Enjoy it. What spin-off movies? It sounds like you've got a pitch sitting inside of yourself, Jacob. What spin-off films would you like to pitch today?
The main two I really want to see. First...
Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed that super fun live call-in show with Angus Truscott, my buddy in Sydney, Australia, and some great calls. If you were a Patreon Content Club member, which is just $3 a month, help support the podcast, continue production, you'd also be enjoying another 45 minutes of bonus time with more calls, more chat. We get one of our favorite callers, Jacob from Sydney. Little Jacob calls in with some movie pitches, some Star Wars standalone movie pitches, and also shuts me down, which many listeners found quite fun. We talk Battlefront 2. We get a bit more Mendo talk. We talk about Rey's lightsaber, custom-built lightsabers. Battlefront, the Vanity Fair covers, and we also get, this is the thing, this is how I met Angus. He did work experience on Star Wars Episode 2 in Sydney, and if you're a Patreon member, you have to go listen to the live episode we recorded with Angus going through his time on set. It is amazing. But we get another memory of Angus's, a very interesting tale about what Jar Jar Binks could have been up to in Attack of the Clones, a total different version of Jar Jar that was recorded, and Angus was on set to witness. So that is some very exciting sizzle if you wanted to sign up for the $3 tier. Plus, you get all the bonus shows, all the back content, the full-length episodes of the podcast, and all the Q&As. I've been doing weekly Q&As, been doing the bonus shows with Jason Ward. So there's a lot of gear there. And we appreciate all the supporters. If you are in LA, please come to our live show on the 25th of June, 4 p.m. at the Nerd Melt Showroom at Meltdown Comics on Sunset Boulevard. It is going to be so exciting. And our next call-in show will be, it's a special time for English listeners because our guest will be from London. It's Jamie Stangram from These Are The Actors You're Looking For, the excellent YouTube series where he finds Star Wars actors to chat to, and he's got a new project that he's going to be talking about, and we'll be talking about all the Star Wars news of the week. And the dates for this, if you are in America, it is East Coast time. It is Saturday at 4 p.m., Saturday the 17th. And in LA, it is 1 p.m. West Coast time, so 3 p.m. Central. And if you're in Australia, that is a tough one. That's going to be 6 a.m. on the East Coast. And in London, so all our London listeners, 9 p.m. Saturday night. And I apologize if there is a truck going past that is very loud. Get off my beautiful street. But yeah, so it would be a good chance for any London or European listeners to call in and chat Star Wars with us. That'll be this Saturday or very early Sunday if you are in Australia. But you've had a pretty good Australia. You've had it pretty good. And we'll be back to our normal time the week after. Thank you guys so much. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.